Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with St. Leda Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about trust and the ways that we show up for one another and God shows up for us. It's always interesting to me when I lose something and I go, man, that's going to be a problem. And then I think, you know what? I know that I am not alone. And I know that Father knows what I need. He knows what I can see, what I can't see. He knows what's in my heart. And He knows more than I know about myself. So I was looking for my glasses today, just something I do often. And I had heard something fall, but I couldn't see what it was. And so looked for my glasses, and I said, oh my goodness, I forgot where I set them at because I didn't look where I put them down. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it because I know God's already took care of that. And lo and behold, I moved my hand and my glasses were where they needed to be. This is the second time today that my glasses were where I needed them to be without me even knowing where they were. And it made me think about the fact that when we trust God and we don't stress, our outcome is more precise and it's a better outcome. Because of course I could have been worried, I could have, you know, went to look for a flashlight or asked someone in the house to help me. But I just trusted that whatever I needed would be provided. And it's really simple. I mean, it's a really simple thought. And I think we do it so often that we don't think about it. But the point in me bringing it to you today is that if we do it purposefully, then we are ensured to have a more calm life. And so our first thought should not be worry or fear, it should be trust and love. And I think sometimes I forget that. I forget to just trust and love because I want to hold everything and resolve everything myself. I want to be fit like I was when I was 25, 30 years old. And so I have all these expectations of how I should be able to do things and how I'm going to defy my body and make things work. And, you know, that's not the best position to take either, because let's face it, my body is not going up Mount Everest anytime soon. And I really don't have a desire to do that because I don't like the cold that much. But the point is that we can give ourselves breaks. We can give each other grace. And we can act from a place of love, of calm, and of deep soul-searching views, you know. And I was listening to a book today and it talked about how every man was made from one man. So I was listening to Joyce Myers, and I'm not sure which book it was of hers. I think it was How You Can Hear from God, because I love to listen to just a lot of different books. And the scripture I want to say was Acts 17:25. And as I thought about that scripture that said that all men were created from one blood, one line. And of course we know this, you know, Adam and Eve were the original progenitors, right? But what I don't think we think about is how this was specifically spoke about in the Bible. And when I listened to the surrounding scriptures and I thought about it, I was like, this answers every question that man has about how to treat one another, how to love one another, how to respect one another. Because if he made everyone from the same man and woman, we're all united. We are one human family. Each one walks on 2 feet, speaks, and has 2 eyes, a nose, and a human skeleton. Is human. And so it kind of negates all the other things that we allow to distract us and build walls of separation. And so I think that if we can walk with that in our heart, no matter what we're facing or dealing with, we can make the world a better place. So that's my thought for today. And I'll make sure I get the correct name of the book into the show notes, and we will verify the actual scripture, because I was doing it from my memory. So if you are listening to me in the morning, good morning. If it's the afternoon, have a blessed afternoon. And if it's the evening, I wish you a night of sleep, restful peace. Be well.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.